Pioneer Mountain looms over a small, anonymous white building tucked away on Palmer's Bodenburg Loop. Although the mountain and surrounding fields seem to dwarf the tiny structure, the research going on inside it could have gigantic implications for agriculture in the Matanuska Valley. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
That's the potato greenhouse.
We do have apple trees in this enclosure.
Peggy Hunt is a born educator. She's an agronomist. That's a person who applies scientific principles to crop production. And she is director of the state's Plant Materials Center, located a few miles from downtown Palmer. On this unusually hot July day, she's leading me around the center and its grounds.
We're looking at, in our country, in our world, climate change. Are we going to have seeds? Do we need seeds for survival?
Few of us pay attention to the tiniest of agricultural necessities, but the Plant Materials Center makes seed cultivation and preservation its business. In one respect, the center functions as a place that preserves, catalogs, and stores seed for future use.
This is a place where we have saved those seeds. Just what we have in here, at least, are the native plants, the forestry seeds.
The center is one of 27 in the United States. Each one is responsible for a distinct region. All of them, except Alaska's, are federally funded. Ours is funded by the state. It's the center's job to ensure that seed provided to local farmers is not only 100% pure, but has a guaranteed high germination rate.
Here's some more screens. Again, this would go for a different size machine. Such as this, you can have two or three different.
Hunt leads me to another building, this one full of odd-looking contraptions. They are seed separators. Some use air, others strainers to separate out the unwelcome seed. They give the room the look of a giant's kitchen. Dozens of screens, strainers, and colander-like gadgets hang from the walls. They can separate out the one noxious weed seed from the thousands and thousands that fill a bag of lettuce seeds.
Here, they've got it written on here, 23 pounds. This is nugget, which is...
Pure seeds are bagged, weighed, and stored. But how do we know the seeds will sprout?
This is Lubo Malov.
Lubo, yes.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, and what are you doing in here?
Well, this is the seed lab.
To make sure that seeds actually sprout, not fizzle out, researchers at the center put them through germination tests. That's Lubo Malov's job. He works in the state seed research lab.
Germination test, we test 400 seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are like four reps of 100 seeds. So there is one right here. And this looks like Senecio. It is called beech fleabane. It required 1 week of pre-chill.
Lubo pulls one germination sample out of a storage unit that is heat and light controlled to mimic actual day and night fluctuations in outdoor temperature and light. Twice a year, the center sells seeds it deems 100% pure. The seed, by law, must be tested within 18 months of sale.
And that helps the seed producers so they can get the highest price for their seed, and also helps the customer, because when you buy seed, you want to buy seed that will grow.
Just outside the lab, green fields spread for 200 acres. Irrigation sprinklers hiss on the fields of hay and grasses that are being grown to provide even more seeds for research, cleaning, and sale. I'm Ellen Lockyer.